Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan. Well, the PCAOB, that's the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, created what it's calling the Investor Advisory Group over the summer. Now, this group will be seeking opinions and advice from the broader investor community on issues that impact investors and, in turn, the work of the PCAOB. And given the economic climate that we find ourselves in, that's probably going to be some pretty important work going forward. The inaugural members of the Investor Advisory Group were announced recently, and MACPA member and former MACPA board member Bob Tirola is among them. I spoke with Bob over the phone about the Investor Advisory Group and its mission. Here's what he had to say. Bob, first tell us a little bit about this initiative. What is the Investor Advisory Group? What's its mission?
The PCAOB felt it was important to hear more directly from those who represent investors or are directly investor professionals, investment professionals, and decided to form a group from whom they could seek advice and ideas about making the audit process and deliverables more responsive to the needs of investors.
Yeah, and I saw that the PCAOB is describing the group as one that will obtain the views of and advice from that broader investor community. I guess my question is, what will you be doing with that information once you get it? What kind of work will this group produce?
Well, we're not sure yet. That's still under development. It will more likely than not be a type of group that from which the PCAOB seeks advice and counsel on the specific needs of investors. Now, there are investors that are investor representatives that sit on the standing advisory group. This particular body is designed to focus exclusively on the needs of investors.
How important did you believe this group is at this point in time?
Tough question, because we're just getting started. We haven't even had a group meeting yet. But I think it's important that the PCAOB was interested in seeking a more comprehensive view and creating a real-time and periodic dialogue with investor representatives. My hope is that I could add a perspective to the group that includes my experience as a investment company director and an investor relations professional, as well as an auditor and CFO.
And aside from those reasons that you just mentioned there, why did you feel it was important to get involved in something like this?
Well, I think it's important for our profession to meet the expectations of its customers and users. And this group is primarily made up of customers and users.
Now, it's been a rough 18 months, couple of years now for investors. What kind of message do you think investors need to be hearing right now?
Well, I think the real question is what should auditors be telling investors, given the difficulty we've just gone through, as you just mentioned? Is there a higher role for auditors in policing and communicating the difficulties of the economic cycle and financial markets? I'm sure that'll be one of the questions that gets examined.
And what about the other members of the investor community, public companies themselves, the people who prepare financial statements, analysts? What kind of message should they be hearing right now?
Well, again, we haven't gotten started yet, but my view would be that companies and auditors of companies should clearly look to make sure that there's clear and candid communications between the companies and their investors. And that should be done on a regular basis, not just when there's an auditor involved, but the auditors play an important role in our economic regulatory system to make sure that communication is clear and understandable. And I think this exercise really goes to that kind of communication.
We may have touched on this briefly earlier, but CPAs themselves, what kind of role do you see CPAs playing or foresee them playing as time goes on in this area?
Well, I believe CPAs have a special franchise and a unique position in the financial and investment sector to make sure that everyone is providing information that is complete, accurate, actionable, and useful. And whether you're a CPA in an auditing firm or a CPA preparing information or a CPA analyzing information, you can help play a part in that.
When does your work really get going on the group?
The first meeting has not been scheduled, but I'm expecting something before the end of the year.
Well, Bob Ferrella, congratulations on your appointment, and best of luck to you and the rest of the group, and thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Sure, Bill. Thank you.
That was MACPA member Bob Tirola, a founding member of the PCAOB's Investor Advisory Group, with a little insight into what we can expect from that group. You can read more about the Investor Advisory Group at www.macpa.org/PCAOBinvestor. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.